Natasha Blunt worked at a casino in New Orleans and lost her job March 15th. This month, Blunt and many in her apartment building in New Orleans East found eviction notices taped to their doors.
It's really hard. You know, the pandemic has turned everybody's life upside down.
Blunt also cares for her grandchildren. As her eviction date nears, she does not know where they're going to live.
I'm scared, baby. I am scared. You hear me? I am scared.
Blunt is far from alone, as hundreds of thousands across the state face immediate housing needs. The Federal CARES Act unemployment benefit, which authorized a $600 weekly payment, ended last week, and now many don't know how they're going to make rent. The nonprofit Housing Louisiana says at least $250 million is needed to help tenants stay housed. Other advocates say the eviction process needs to be shut down during this pandemic.
Eviction court, go away!
Renters, renters, here's the stage!
Eviction court, go away!
This is the New Orleans Renters Rights Assembly protesting on June 3rd outside the New Orleans Eviction Court. I went there to observe the reopening of the court, which had been shut down during the initial stay-at-home order. Hearings at eviction court only last a few minutes. A judge decides whether tenants must leave in 24 hours or if they will consider extenuating circumstances like a disability or age. Sitting in eviction court, I hear a judge ask a landlord, "When do you want your tenant out?" The landlord responds, "What? I don't understand how this works. I've never done this before." The judge replied, "Okay, 24 hours. They have to be off the property in 24 hours.
I've definitely seen people get evicted for owing, you know, $100, a portion of 1 month's rent.
Hannah Adams is a housing attorney with Southeast Louisiana Legal Services. She says tenants often have little recourse.
Renters in Louisiana have comparatively fewer legal protections than in other jurisdictions.
There's a new website called Eviction Lab, which analyzes 2016 eviction data from cities around the country. It lists Baton Rouge as having one of the highest eviction rates in the country. An average of 9 households were evicted every day that year in Baton Rouge. In New Orleans, local organizations like Jane Place's Eviction Monitoring Project grew from renters facing housing insecurity years ago. Their recent study of Orleans Parish found over 80% of eviction filings were for 1 month's rent or less. Data showed households headed by Black women face the highest rate of evictions. Louisiana Housing Corporation Director Keith Cunningham is well aware of the housing problems facing residents across the state.
We had an affordable housing crisis well in advance of COVID-19.
This month, the Louisiana Housing Corporation created a rental assistance program, aspiring to help a max of 10,000 people pay back rent.
We received over 40,000 applicants.
The program was suspended after 4 days because of the overwhelming demand.
Right now, we feel that all of the resources need to go to address what is probably our most important issue at this moment, and that is individuals' ability to maintain their homes.
In cities like New Orleans and Baton Rouge, legal evictions take place in city courts. Outside these areas, Louisiana has Justice of the Peace courts. There's a big difference. These Justice of the Peace courts can operate with varying record-keeping systems and organizational structure. Some are very under-resourced. There's no legal education requirement for justices of the peace, and often there are no actual courts, as Kashana Hill, director of the Louisiana Fair Housing Action Center, explains.
They are very often holding court in their garages, kitchen, living rooms.
Hill opposes the reopening of eviction courts.
What we hope is that landlords are really taking this opportunity to partner with their tenants.
She says we should be fully clear at this point that what happens to each of us affects all of us. Evicting people without considering where they will live raises public health concerns. Take the case of John Fuller. This New Orleans resident drove an 18-wheeler until he lost his job in December after developing a serious heart condition. This month, Fuller was evicted.
I managed to find the Salvation Army
He has to pay $10 a day and can only stay there for 3 months. Living at a homeless shelter during a global pandemic means leaving at 7 a.m. sharp every morning as in-house programs are canceled.
So are you staying in a room with other people?
Yes, about 25 to be exact.
Wow.
25 people bunk in each room, separate rooms for women and children. Fuller feels fortunate for a bed here. He moved to the top of a long waiting list because of his heart condition. For Louisiana to survive the pandemic, people must be able to socially distance to slow the spread of the virus. But total isolation won't save us either. Community support remains an essential piece of public health. This week, New Orleans opened a limited $1 million rent assistance fund for households with children, elderly, or people with disabilities facing homelessness within 30 days. Protection from the Federal CARES Act expires the same week as the 15th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Housing advocates say unless we see a dramatic shift in policy and funding, the state is on track to witness another disaster.